What do you mean by that?
There's nothing to mean by that. I just mean he...
Tape of what?
Lenny Bruce used to spend...
Can we get some of it?
Lenny Bruce used to spend every waking hour talking into a tape recorder.
About what? The quad
about anything.
Shit?
About comedy, quad, drugs.
About what?
Preludens, methadrine.
About the drugs and shit?
Enemas.
Why?
Why?
Where's that wine? Speaking of enemas... Anyway, why did he talk into the thing?
What?
Why did Lenny talk into the tape recorder?
I don't know, because he never listened to it. He just would talk. Always, you know, he had
like for posterity's sake or something.
Freudian term for the anal guys.
What?
The anal retentive bastards. You know, the guys who collect things.
Is that what Lenny was?
Yeah, Lenny was one of those. He was stuck up on his asshole.
Where'd you read this shit? Oh, God.
Anyway.
Lenny and the bee.
Lenny and the what?
The bee.
The bee.
Lenny the bee. Why did Jack Kerouac?
Jack Kerouac.
Why did he have to have a tape recorder on all the fucking time?
Who says that he had a tape recorder on all the time?
Well, when he was, they were bullshitting.
Did he have the tape recorder on?
Yeah, you read that transcript, did you?
Oh, and that Visions of...
Dr. X.
Cody.
Cody, Bodie, oh, God, bad numbers. I hate to think of these people. That make me sick.
Kerouac makes you sick?
No. Hey, my voice coming out of there?
I hear your voice.
How come it's not loud like yours?
What?
Because you're a professional. Anyway. I'm saying these people, I can't stand them.
There's a lot of people I can't stand. Which ones do you mean?
Bodie.
Bodie. Who's Bodie?
Oh, come on. I'm bullshitting.
I'm not bullshitting. You know, I have a lapse of memory here. The nigga?
Asian calling the white boy nigga.
Is he a white boy or nigga?
He's a nigga, but... He looks more like a white boy.
He's a faggot, right?
Bodie? Bodie's a faggot. Where'd you get that idea?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell anymore.
You've been in Hollywood too long, you faggot.
You know what I mean? What, like last night. You know? I could have got laid last night.
Well, why didn't you, asshole?
That's what I want to know. Why didn't I?
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
Why didn't you?
I definitely could have got laid.
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
Well, think. Give me one reason. Think. You know, it takes some brains in order to think.
Yeah.
All right.
But see, that's what I mean. Maybe that's what it was. I was thinking too much.
About what?
I don't know.
When you think about something. Well, at least most people tend to.
It's like I was just kept getting turned off.
By what? Turned off by what?
By all the girls.
Why?
Well, I mean, there were some good-looking girls then.
So, what was the problem?
I don't know. I just could not make the effort.
Why? What are you, something wrong with you or something?
No, I mean I felt the juice running through my.
Oh, the juice ran through already. Is that
no,
what it is?
No, I felt it running. You know.
What?
Ready wait to meet up with expectations.
Well, then why the fuck didn't you?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. That's why I bring the subject up. Don't
ask me. I have no idea.
That's why, what that's you why up to, brother? I don't know. I'd like to know
you
why.
You waiting all your life for this these big moments. That's what you dream about. You wait about.
Well, see, that's my point.
All your maybe life. You're 24 years old.
I waited all my life, and I find out that there ain't much to it, man.
Well... So why even waste your time? You have to eradicate the senses.
Eradicate?
Oh, God, I don't know. You didn't want to waste your time? Well, you wouldn't be wasting your time.
What?
You wouldn't be wasting your time necessarily. Why do you say you'd be wasting your time?
Did I say that? No, I said...
We can run the tape back.
I said, no. What I said was that it didn't seem like it was worth the effort, you know?
Why?
I don't know.
I remember when I was with my parents, we were at some apple wine place.
Really?
Some wine place. I was a kid. Well, I wasn't a kid. But I had some wine down in the wine cellar there.
You were a kid?
No, I was about 14, something like that.
They let you have the wine?
Yeah.
Why?
But my parents said don't drink too much. So I had like a glass or so. Yeah. Those were hard days. Down at the wine cellar. It was hard side. So, we rounded off this bottle here of Boone's Farm. Where'd you get this?
I bought that at Smith's Food King.
We've been out here a long time, man.
Smith's Food King.
Many a struggle.
Nigga took my identification card.
What do you mean, took it? Oh, he looked at it?
You know, he looked at it to make sure the check was okay. And he said, and he looked at me. He looked at the card, and he looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?"
What's he mean?
That's what I said. I said, "Well, I guess everybody gets old." He says, "Yeah." He says,
"Oh, God.
I was just looking in the mirror last night. I saw my pop belly." I said, "Yeah, I got gray hair." He says, "You do? You got gray hair?"
Oh, God. Oh, sweet Mary and Joseph and the rest of the gang.
That's it, man. Yeah. The guy was a faggot, too.
Oh, those are the only people that talk to you in this fucking town. It's so sick of you. So anyway, we come a long way to be here. I remember we was in 7th grade, man. Was that 8th grade? And we was in 10th grade. We was in mechanical line, you know. Laughing. Having a great time. Never worried about shit. Well, never worried about shit in my ass. I'm 24 now. 24 years old. We've been throwing pencil sharpenings on the plates that open. That are overdue. Do you realize that? I want you to understand that. What does that mean? Is that going to go on for another 16 years of this bullshit? I didn't even pay for the tape that this is going on. It's in my machine, you know? This is my wine. I didn't pay for this hat. I didn't pay for these pants. I didn't pay for this shirt or these socks. I didn't pay for this body, but I'm paying for this mind. Mm.